What is the solution to stop daydreaming? It is yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha na vimunchati durmedha dhruti sa partha tamasi. Krishna says in 18.35, he talks about determination in the mode of ignorance. Now normally say determination is something very positive. Now, how can determination be in the mode of ignorance? See, when somebody determinedly holds on to something which is harmful, that is determination in the mode of ignorance. That is what we normally call it, not determination, we call it as obstinacy, as stubbornness. So Duryodhana's determination to hold on to the kingdom, even when all the sages, all the elders, practically all the elders are advising him, let it go. That is obstinacy, that is determination in the mode of ignorance. So now there can be physically holding on to things, but there can be mentally holding on to things. So the mind has certain patterns which it holds on to, and they are harmful for us. So one of them, Krishna says, swapna, daydreaming. Just dreaming without any plan for actualizing things. That is, that is actually determination in the mode of ignorance. And we need to counter it. So basically, all of us need to have some vision about what we are going to do in future. So in that sense, having a vision is desirable. But when that vision is disconnected from any practical action, then that becomes daydreaming. So, vision without action is daydreaming. And action without vision is like a nightmare. I don't think only, just do whatever comes in my mind. And we create trouble for ourselves. Our life becomes like a nightmare then. We are acting thoughtlessly. So basically, we all, to be conscious is to be desirous. So we all have desire for a brighter future. We want to do good things in our life. We want good things to happen to us. So having that desire, having some kind of dream, having kind of some kind of vision, that itself is not wrong. That's a natural, that's natural for the conscious state. But then we have to see how it can be connected with practical reality. So, okay, if I want to do this, I want to, even materially, I want to get this kind of job, I want to have this kind of career. I spiritually, it can be, you know, I want to do like this, I want to do this service, I want to become learned in scripture, whatever it is. It is, we have to connect it with practical actions. So, if you're daydreaming about things which are not really worthwhile at all, then we have to use our intelligence to understand. It's like a home page which is opening up, we close it. Just close it off. But if our daydreams are about things which are worthwhile, which are important, then we have to translate that into practical action. And so just thinking one day this will happen, I have to see what can I do to make things happen. What can I? It will be a small step I can take. But even small steps are significant. So in this world, it's, if we have some dream of doing something, it's not that that dream is going to be handed down on a platter to us. It's, to some extent, you know, if you compare this world, it's like a self-serving hotel. If we want something, nobody's going to ask us, what do you want? I'll give it to you. No. If I want something, I'll have to work for it. I have to go there, find the menu, the particular items available, and serve it to myself. So we have to take the initiative. So if we have particular dreams which are about worthwhile things, then we can plan practical steps. What can we do? And then with our intelligence, we analyze. Okay, this is not something which I'm going to do. So I'm wasting my time in daydreaming. Just forget it. But this is something which I want to do, but I won't just be dreaming about it. Let me think about practically what I can do about it. And as soon as we think about practical things, then immediately the fuzziness that is there, the mind creates, that goes off. Because we say, is this realistic? If this is realistic, what can I do? And over a period of time, we realize, well, this is within my capacity, this is not so much within my capacity, maybe this can be done later. And that way, we can more productively direct our mental energy. This is saying, you know, get out of your head. Get out of your head means, don't just live in the thoughts thinking this thing, that. Get out of your head. Just come down and do practical things. So as soon as we start doing something practical about something, then immediately, when we try to make the mental into the practical, then we are able to evaluate whether the mental is realistic or it is just fantastic. It's not going to happen. And that way we can differentiate and make our use of our mental energy as well as our practical time more productive.